Ziv Yutes. Ein Shnirtiv Rashi Lanes Omein Acha Barokha Shel Kohanim. Shnirtiv should not answer after the Kohanim because they make it confused. Today we have Sidurim, so we don't have that problem. Even so, the Mishabura's Hachro is that in the Barokha Bashek Yishon V'Kedushoso Shel Aaron, there are those that say that you should not answer that during the Tzvila. But the Barokha's on the Birch Kohen of itself, Yivarecha, etc., then one can, the chazan can answer, can yes answer. If a person who is not the chazan is in the middle of Kriya Shema when the Quran are giving out the brachas, so Moshe Feinstein writes that there is mechuyev to listen and answer amen on each bracha, but not on the bracha before the Rosh Hashanah mitzvah. An individual who is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so according to Moshe Feinstein, he's also mechuyev to stop and listen to the Virat Kohanim. But he cannot answer Amen because he's in Mirosh Shemoneh Esrei. If he was up to the Shliach Tzibur by the time Birkat Kohanim, he said, Bracha Lechon Noel Lehoidus. So here, the Pesachim say he should also listen to the Birkat Kohanim. Shalom Zalman, Oelbach had a Chiddush in such a case that he can even answer Amen after Birkat Kohanim, but others disagree with it. Okay. Masiv Chof, in Shliach Tzibur Kohanim. We'll see what the Kohen. He is shown Kohen Melchayim or Yisrael's Kapos. It's preferable that he should not do Duchen at all. Why not? Because he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he can't go up to the Duchen. Or Meila Lo Yomer Lo Lalois or Litzel Yodo. They shouldn't tell us Shliach Tzibur to go up to the Duchen. Amaloi Tzach Lalois to Oyvim Ve'Esrei in Ein Oyla. If they told him to go up to the Duchen, then even though he was in the middle of his Hadas Hashas, he has to go up. Because once he was invited up, he has a chiyuv to do so. Yeah. If he's the only kohen in town, also shouldn't do it because he's a shliach tzibur. Ella, im kein muftach la'atul tzivasa b'l'tziv adas. If he knows for sure he won't get confused, then he can do the dukhanin. Shem muftach l'kav, given shem shem kohen elohu, sakavah k'vishalim, spatim v'seiz kapayim. So basically, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the other kohen in there, and the kohen is the chatan, he should not do the biggest kohen. But if he's the only one, then he can do it, since he knows that he won't get confused. What's he supposed to do? Kesi yaseh yakeh ragov ma'at v'avoydeh, v'yoyma ad v'chonah l'hoydus. He should move a drop forward towards the Duchen place, because we learned before that he has to do that in order to be chayiv in Birkat Kohanim. So basically, on the same thing, he should shuffle a little bit forward. V'yal l'duchen, according to Shulchan Aruch, the mamish walks up to the Aron Kodesh, the Yor Birkat Kohanim, v'kilo acher. Yeah. Today, for some reason, people don't do that. Actually, we'll see. On Mitzrayim, Achaz Nesim Shalom. Then after the Birkat Kohanim, he finishes Sim Shalom. When Rabbi Kivin Tzvilotzoi, the Tzvilot Shliach Tzvilot, and Tzvilotzoi, for all the Tzvay, she is Simon Machis Sim Shalom. But the one who's calling out, Yivrecha, etc., heard the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Up to that point, it's better for him to finish all the Shemoneh Esrei. The bottom line is, it's not recommended for a kohen to be a shliach tzibur when he's biras kohenim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if he does so, or he's the only kohen there, then he goes, he moves and drops forward, I would say, and then he goes up to the Aron HaKodesh for the biras kohenim. And then afterwards he finishes the biras hashatz, or if it's somebody else that heard the whole Shemoneh Esrei till then, that second person could finish off the biras hashatz for it. The mile of having somebody else is you don't have to wait for the kohen to go back down to his initial position. Like we said today, Shliach Tzibur with a coin, it doesn't go up to the full dukhan. It shuffles a little bit forward.